Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 78 today, Maskil of Asaph. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from our children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wondrous works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and tell them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God, and refused to walk in his law, and they forgot his doings, and his wondrous works that he had showed them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt in the field of Zoan. He clave the sea and caused them to pass through and made the waters to stand as a heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud and all the night with a light of fire. He clave rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink abundantly as out of the depths. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. Yet went they on still to sin against him, to rebel against the Most High in the desert. And they tempted God in their hearts by asking meat for their lusts. Yea, they spoke against God. They said, Can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock, that waters gushed out and streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Will he provide flesh for his people? Therefore the Lord heard and was wroth, and a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also went up against Israel, because they believed not in God, and trusted not in his salvation. Yet he commanded the skies above, and opened the doors of heaven, and he rained down manna upon them to eat, and gave them the corn of heaven. Man did eat the bread of the mighty, and he sent them meat to the full. He caused the east wind to blow in the heaven, and by his power he guided the south wind. He rained flesh also upon them as the dust, and winged fowl as the sand of the seas. And he let it fall in the midst of their camp round about their habitations. So they did eat, and were filled. And he gave them that they lusted after. They were not estranged from their lust. Their meat was yet in their mouths, when the anger of God went up against them, and slew of the fattest of them, and smote down the young men of Israel. For all this they sinned still, and believed not in his wondrous works. Therefore their days did he consume in vanity, and their years in terror. When he slew them, they inquired after him, and they returned, and sought God early, and they remembered that God was their rock, and the Most High God their Redeemer. But they flattered him with their mouth, and lied unto him with their tongue, for their heart was not right with him, neither were they faithful in his covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity, and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath. And he remembered that they were but flesh, and a wind that passes away and comes not again. How oft did they rebel against him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert, and they turned again and tempted God and provoked the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he redeemed them from the adversary, how he set his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the field of Zoan, and turned their rivers into blood and their streams that they couldn't drink, and sent among them swarms of flies which devoured them, and frogs which destroyed them, and gave also their increase unto the caterpillar, and their labor unto the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, and their sycamore trees with frost. He gave over their cattle also to the hail, and their flocks to the hot thunderbolts, and he cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath and indignation and trouble, a band of angels of evil. He made a path for his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence, and smote all of the firstborn of Egypt, the chief of their strength, in the tents of Ham. But he led forth his own people like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock, and he led them safely, so that they feared not. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies, and he brought them to the border of his sanctuary, to the mountain which is his right hand, which his right hand had purchased. He drove out the nations also before them, and allotted for them for an inheritance by line, and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. Yet they tempted and rebelled against the Most High God, and kept not his testimonies, but turned back and dealt treacherously like their fathers, and were turned aside like a deceitful bow. For they provoked him to anger with their high places, and moved him to jealousy with their graven images. When God heard this, he was wroth, and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he had placed among men, and delivered his strength into captivity, and his glory into the adversary's hand. And he gave his people over also to the sword, and was wroth with his inheritance. Fire devoured their young men, and their maidens had no marriage song. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. Then the Lord awaked as one out of sleep, like a mighty man that shouts by reason of wine, and he smote his adversaries backward and put them to a perpetual reproach. Moreover, he refused the tent of Joseph, and chose not the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion which he loved. And he built his sanctuary like the heights, like the earth which he has established forever. He chose David also his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds, from following the ewes that give suck. He brought him to feed Jacob his people, and Israel his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. It's a long psalm, powerful and moving. It keeps its excitement, I think, partly because of the way Asaph writes. But it's a teaching psalm. It's beautiful and it's poetic, but its driving force is to teach. And one of the major lessons it teaches, right there at the beginning, it says this: we need to teach this lesson, it says. And then it starts to teach it. So what is the lesson? Or what are the lessons? Maybe there's more than one in this psalm. I really want to leave that to you to look at. There's a few different ideas, but one of the things that Asaph does is through repeating types of events. He doesn't repeat the same event, although the psalm feels so repetitive, we realize that he is repeating a type of event. And through those repetitions, what do you learn about God? Who is he? What is he? What is he like? What is his heart? Asaph reveals a lot about God to us in this psalm. We see judgment and we see mercy, two things that sometimes feel complete opposites. But one of the driving ideas, I think, that Asaph is doing in a lot of his psalms is that he is trying to convey a practical set of behaviors that will create a faith and faithfulness in us toward our God. These psalms help teach us how to have faith in God and how to be faithful to God. After so many blessings from God in this psalm, what is it that God's people do? And what do we learn from that? What behaviors are God's people missing in this psalm that we ought to do? What did they fail to do that we ought to do? And probably more easily seen, what did they do that we need to stay away from? And here's a really important one. And I think that this is the foundation to the faith building that Asaph gives us in so many of his psalms. What makes repeating the stories about God that we already know so valuable to faith? Is there any historical event in this psalm that seemed new to you? Or when Asaph is telling you these stories, do you go, I know that story, I know that story, I know that story already? What is the value of repeating these stories? I think the psalm teaches us that too. Listen for that as we read through again. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wondrous works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and tell them to their children, so that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God, and refused to walk in his law. And they forgot his doings, and his wondrous works that he had showed them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt in the field of Zoan. He clave the sea, and caused them to pass through, and made the waters to stand as a heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He clave rocks in the wilderness, and gave them drink abundantly as out of the depths. He brought streams also out of the rock, and caused waters to run down like rivers. Yet went they on still to sin against him, to rebel against the Most High in the desert. And they tempted God in their hearts by asking meat for their lusts. Yea, they spoke against God. They said, Can God prepare a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock, that the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Will he provide flesh for his people? Therefore the Lord heard and was wroth, and a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also went up against Israel, because they believed not in God, and trusted not in his salvation. Yet he commanded the skies above, and opened the doors of heaven, and he rained down manna upon them to eat, and gave them the corn of heaven. Man did eat the bread of the mighty, and he sent out meat to the full. He caused the east wind to blow in the heaven, and by his power he guided the south wind. He rained flesh also upon them as the dust, and winged fowl as the sand of the seas. And he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitation. So they did eat, and were filled, and he gave them that they lusted after. They were not estranged from their lust. Their meat was yet in their mouths, when the anger of the Lord went up against them, and slew of the fattest of them, and smote down the young men of Israel. For all this they sinned still, and believed not his wondrous works. Therefore their days did he consume in vanity, and their years in terror. When he slew them, they inquired after him, and they returned and sought God eagerly, and they remembered that God was their rock, and the Most High their Redeemer. But they flattered him with their mouth, and lied unto him with their tongue. For their heart was not right with him, neither were they faithful in his covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity, and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath. And he remembered that they were but men of flesh, a wind that passes away and comes not again. How oft did they rebel against him in the wilderness, and grieve him in the desert, and they turned again, and tempted God, and provoked the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he redeemed them from the adversary, how he set his signs in Egypt, and his wonders in the field of Zoan, and turned their rivers into blood, and their streams that they could not drink. He sent among them swarms of flies, which devoured them, and frogs, which destroyed them. He gave also their increase unto the caterpillar, and their labor unto the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, and their sycamore trees with frost, and he gave over their cattle also to the hail, and their flocks to the hot thunderbolts. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath and indignation and trouble, a band of angels of evil. He made a path for his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence, and smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength, and the tenths of Ham. But he led forth his own people like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. And he led them safely, so that they feared not. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies. And he brought them to the border of his sanctuary, to the mountain which his right hand had purchased. He drove out the nations also before them, and allotted for them an inheritance by line, and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. Yet they tempted and rebelled against the Most High God, and kept not his testimonies, but turned back, and dealt treacherously like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow. For they provoked him to anger with their high places, and moved him to jealousy with their graven images. When God heard this, he was wroth, and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he placed among men, and delivered his strength into captivity and his glory into the adversary's hand. He gave his people over also to the sword, and was wroth with his inheritance. Fire devoured their young men, and their maidens had no marriage song. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. Then the Lord awaked as one out of sleep, like a mighty man that shouts by reason of wine, and he smote his adversaries backward, and put them to a perpetual reproach. Moreover, he refused the tent of Joseph, and chose not the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion, which he loved. And he built his sanctuary like the heights, like the earth which he has established forever. He chose David to also his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. From following the ewes that give suck, he brought him to feed Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. That last verse. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands, is not simply the statement describing God setting up David on the throne, but rather the entire work of God through the whole psalm, throughout all of eternity, and for us today. What lesson does Asaph want you to learn from that? Well, thanks for listening, and hope to talk with you again soon.